Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor.
Tell you where there is plenty of money, and that is in the property markets right now. Listings still very strong over the weekend, Melbourne, Sydney in particular, but even Adelaide, I noticed, was strong, and also Brisbane, Queensland as well. Let's get to Jonathan Chancellor from propertyobserver.com.au. Many thanks, Jonathan. How do you read the markets right now?
A little too early to say, but I guess all eyes will be on the volume of activity, certainly in regards to the auction listings. So you're right. I think Saturday would have been really the first day to start monitoring it. And there was a strong clearance rate in Sydney at 78% and Melbourne 77%, which consists, you know, sort of virtually continues or it does better than this time last year. But in regards to volumes, we're down still a little bit. And so that's going to be the key because, of course, if there's not as much stock, then prices are more likely to rise faster than they should otherwise.
It's going to be interesting because if you go to Professor Stephen Keane, who is now indicating that he believes Australia will be in recession by the end of the year, but he is a lone voice. And it's not the first time that Professor Stephen Keane has made, on the basis of housing prices collapsing in his mind, very significant and, shall I say, very strong statements about the demise of Australia's economy. But he couldn't have been more wrong the last time he made these comments.
Yeah, so look, his comments came out of Peter Martin's survey in the weekend Sydney Morning Herald and The Age when he interviewed 27 leading economists. I'm not sure that where they're necessarily leading us, but it was interesting that as far as Sydney home price growth forecasts, it was an average. Most of the 27, the average growth predicted for Sydney was 4.9%, and it ranged between a negative 5% from Stephen Kokoulis to 12%.
Gee, it's amazing to see how the difference is there. Now, listen, I want to keep moving because there's an interest rate decision tomorrow. That obviously has an impact. There's going to be no change, according to everybody. But I also want to go to one of the great stories we've been following over the past week, and that is Nathan Tinkler's effort through the courts successful to be able to travel to the United States for job interviews and then also to be able to take his kids to his ex-wife's house in Hawaii, which he's now been able to do. But then this story's got a little property twist at the back of it too.
It has. The property is up for sale on that Hawaiian island.
Seriously? So this luxury place that he's going to, that his ex-wife owns, that presumably she gained as a result of her marriage to Nathan Tinkler, an ex-wife, of course, is now for sale. What sort of money are they going to get?
Well, there's actually an offer pending. So, but they want in US dollars $15.8 million. They spent 15 to buy it back in 2011, which was an amazing price by reports at the time. So it'll be interesting to see where the offer falls. But, you know, it's obviously a stunning home, absolutely stunning home, overlooking the Pacific Ocean, 640 square metres of space.
Good Lord, that's quite incredible, I've got to tell you. But it's not the only person of note, and that is a totally different type of person. Russell Crowe has sold an apartment block in Kingsford in Sydney.
Yes, so he's had this for a while. In fact, I think for 15 years when he bought it for 1.4 and he sold it for 3.2 off market. And that's the big trend of all of these sales, and that is off market, which is obviously making it tricky for people who want to find the listings in the newspaper or online on realestate.com.au.
Tell you what, it's amazing stuff. There's no doubt. There's always good people trying to buy and sell property around the place. And as I say, money is at the very heart of it. Jonathan Chancellor from propertyobserver.com.au. Head to that website. You'll find all of that information and plenty more there besides. And Jonathan, you have a great week, won't you?
You too.